Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Watch out, boy. Man eater.
How many out there know that this is Ryan Buckley's favorite band? You're not here to defend
Hall and
himself.
Oates. Buck's here.
Yeah, right he here. Is.
What?
Favorite band all time. Not close?
No, I think it's just one of those. It's not that it's not close. I could listen to Hall and Oates anytime, and I've been to more of their concerts than any other
it's
band.
It's your comfort music.
They are good, though.
It's your woogie.
Well, it's like easy to, like, regardless of, you know, sometimes music's too aggressive or too soft. Like, it's always just right in the middle.
Aggressive, you know? And too soft.
Buck's life is to the tune of the soundtrack of Buck's life is a dentist's office.
Well, it's like I really enjoy Metallica, and I really enjoy, like, but I don't always want to listen to Metallica.
What is your favorite genre of music?
Yacht rock.
The heck is yacht rock?
Hall & Oates.
Oh, is that really a genre?
Yeah, yacht rock.
Yeah, their whole playlist on Spotify.
Rich dad, rich boat guy music.
It's like trying to tell me what the heck steampunk is.
It's like, I mean, it's Hall & Oates. It's Stevie Winwood. It's people like that.
It's yacht. It's what people that drive yachts consider rock and roll. Hall & Oates, bro.
You don't drive a yacht, but okay.
Kenny, well, you don't.
Okay, I mean, when you steer a yacht, is that better? When you navigate,
lots of people
your
don't
yacht?
Live in the country like country music.
It's a great point. It's excellent, excellent.
But among bands included in yacht rock, you have Toto, Kenny Loggins, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. Yeah. All right, it's a genre. I've heard of it, but Hall and Oates. Buck's favorite band. What is your favorite
is
music?
Michael if you Bublé, were going, what is Michael Bublé?
Oh, he's easy listening.
Easy
I think
listening.
Adult contemporary. I think isn't that what that's called?
Bublé.
Is Michael Bublé the number one in your car? That'd be a hell of a
thing.
Yeah,
no.
That'd be a hell of
who's
a thing.
Your number one, Cam?
Oh, mine's AC/DC.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm. Lockdown solid.
Their whole catalog is so good.
Spectacular.
And it fits you because it can be a little aggressive at times.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like to run around in schoolboy uniforms, but I'll tell you what, I can appreciate a slight man with a big guitar.
It's sure can. Sure
There's not
can.
An innuendo in that at all whatsoever.
I don't know. But AC/DC does work for you. Absolutely. 100%. Are you taking 9.5 wins over under Oregon?
I saw this and it interested me because I hate Vegas and I hate those things. It drives me crazy that
what?
Half. I don't like the halves thing.
Well, that's what makes it tough. It's a difficult choice.
No, it's not tough.
No
it's
pushes.
It's not to make it tough. It's to make money. That's
well,
the
yeah,
truth.
There's a winner and a loser.
You gotta. Well, I understand the betting world. That's why I don't gamble unless I can control it, which is pretty typical. I'm gonna take the over. Take over 9.5 wins. I think all day long. I think it's 10 wins easy for me. With them.
10 wins head for Oregon.
I think they're head and shoulders above everybody in the conference right now.
That is something, though, that every school in the conference has a question. And usually you have these talks and these conversations about, oh, you know, who's on top? And, you know, there's one team that is geared up and ready to make that run. I think that's why people are going with, you know, Cal, because they have so much returning talent and it's been a program trending in the upward
direction. Don't trust the depth. That's the only thing. I love Coach Wilcox. Yeah. Love everything they do. Don't trust the depth.
And I agree with you, Cam, about Oregon being maybe head and shoulders against the rest of the conference, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But the one area that gives me pause on getting to 10 wins is having a new quarterback in there and the inevitable road hiccup game where what happens if you turn it over too many times, and are there going to be growing pains for whoever's the trigger man for that new offense?
Well, you do have the benefit of conference championship game and bowl game in there as well.
That's why 10 wins is, 10 wins seems very, very attainable, except when I say very attainable, I'm going to say easily attainable, unless there's catastrophic injuries or something happens. I just don't see it. Oregon getting 10 wins is almost a lock.
Their schedule is tougher from an opponent standpoint when you have Ohio State coming in.
Who are their losses that you see? I mean, if you can chalk up Ohio State. Okay, if that's a loss you see happening, that's a realistic loss. From there, I consider Cal's a threat, but Cal's on the road, correct? You're going to play down in Berkeley.
It's not in Berkeley.
It's not like it's great home field advantage. Okay, Washington's going through a big change. Washington State, yes, they had a streak for a while, and that was a very good game, but Mike Leach is gone. Okay, it's a whole new system, whole new recruits. That game's going to be a slugfest. Sorry, Washington State, you're going to get stomped. You're not going to get that first year Rolovich kind of thing. Oregon's going to stomp it. Oregon State's really not a threat. Stanford doesn't have anybody left.
You have your tough games at home. Ohio State at home. Washington at home. Stanford at home. SC at home. Arizona State at home. Arizona State have always given Oregon troubles.
Of course, but what's your hard road game?
Oregon always struggles in the desert. Halloween game at Arizona.
That's going to be a slugfest.
Do you remember what happened last time they went down to Arizona when Arizona was terrible? They got thumped.
Boat raced them.
Completely different team. Completely different head coach. Completely different mindset.
And honestly, I'm worried about the opener, North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Cristobal was there the last time they went down to Arizona.
He wasn't the head coach.
Yeah, he was.
2 years ago?
Yes.
Why am I forgetting that? Year. I'm thinking the Arizona State game of last year.
They lost in the
Arizona State game.
They lost in the desert too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Maybe I have more trust than you guys. You guys seem to try to put history of that. I just don't think they're going to make those mistakes this year.
Yeah, their defense is in a place where it has not been.
You could say ever
because we talked about this yesterday. Pro Football Focus has their secondary as the best in college football.
I'll give them two losses. It'll be Ohio State. If you wanted me to pick two losses, it'll be Ohio State, but it won't be Arizona. They're going to fix that this year. It might be Arizona State at home. That's it. Those are the two losses I see happening.
Or SC if, you know, Clay Helton gets this thing back on the rails.
I don't see them losing.
But the talent, usually it's SC has a big talent advantage. Yeah. That gap has been closed over the last three recruiting cycles.
And I could also see Washington State in Pullman being a trap game sandwiched between Arizona State and your Civil War game.
Not at all. Mm. No way. Mm. You can't take over a team 1 year that's completely polar opposite like Washington State and except to have they have massive holes they have to fix.
Yes, they do.
And things they have to change. They have a complete class of four classes of athletes that don't even fit his system in mindset. Now, can they adapt? Fine. Oregon State's just, I mean, Washington State can't compete with that right now. They can't.
Yeah, but by the end of the season, could they?
Hearing Rolovich.
Not this year. Now, in a few years, sure, he's got to get his guys in there. It's going to take two recruiting cycles to even get those kind of guys that he wants in there. I'm not saying Washington State can't be there in a few times, but you're just not going to get that immediate jump.
Hearing Rolovich talk, he has a lot of confidence of the translation from his offense to the air raid.
Yeah, and he has to say that.
But he's always kind of been a hybrid of the run and shoot, which is kind of what he came up in. And that is going to be a fascinating one, is to see how big of a step back Washington State takes.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to like Mike Leach. He was a damn good coach.
Yeah.
Good coach.
Yeah.
Injuries are such a... That's the biggest thing with the 9.5 line there. You know, you have a couple injuries, and what does your season look like?
Well, the good part about being here in the Pac-12 is that you can lose a few guys, and the depth of the conference is pretty balanced, so you just got to make sure you hold fort.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. We'll have NFL Rapid Fire. We will have a little chatter about... We'll continue a little Oregon football chatter, because Joe Moorhead... He's talking about his offense and where Football Scoop has him on the hires of the 2020 cycle.
Golf's back tomorrow.
Golf is back tomorrow. The Colonial. All right. Up next, the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3 during the break, 3 to 7. Primetime with Isaac and Suk. And then you got the Hot Corner. Harrison Lynch, 7 to 9 p.m. Have a great Wednesday. See you Thursday right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.